Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting second. The second baseman, Skeeter Webb. Batting third. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbein. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Mayer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Les Mueller. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Les Mueller. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Herb Hall. Batting second. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting third. The left fielder, Bill McGee. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Brancato. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Fowler. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Dick Fowler. And now, play ball. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover strikes out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peck for the out. Two outs. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein hits a pop-up towards short. Brancato settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella takes first base on ball four. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kell moves to second. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato hits a fly ball into left field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a fly ball into left field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoover hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peck, who is chasing the ball. Hoover reaches third base with a triple. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up towards short. Brancato settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 1 in the game. Peck hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 1 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a fly ball into left field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullenbine strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Outlaw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Estalella hits a pop-up towards third. Mayer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Richards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0 for 1 in the game. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mayer moves to second. Les Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. Mueller bunts towards the mound. Fowler fields it and throws to first for the out. Mayer moves to third. Richards moves to second. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Hoover takes first base on ball 4. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Rosar for a passed ball. Mayer scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Tigers. Joe Astroth now catching. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a fly ball into left field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0 for 1 in the game. Brancato hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fowler hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 1, and Philadelphia Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.